Dave Burkett, how are you?
Good, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. My son knew that you were coming on the program. He goes, well, what's he been doing? He's been laying around. I said, nope, he's been trying to anticipate what's going on and following this story. And it's time to get going with football. Tell us what you can in a nutshell about this deal.
Yeah, I mean, 10-year labor agreement. You know, I talked to a couple of players yesterday. Everybody was just, you know, thrilled to be back. You know, Kyle Vandenbosch, the Lions player rep, kind of made the point that, you know, everybody knows that there was a little bit of damage done during the whole thing, but at the end of it, you know, not too much because no games are going to be missed, and I think that's the most important thing. I think fans, you know, when the season kicks off September 11th, the whole focus will be on, you know, at least around here, the Lions and how much excitement there is with them and the fact that the season is being played and it's the anniversary of September 11th, you know, and all the tributes that will go along with that. So I don't think this thing will have too much effect on the fans. It's good that business is back, and now everybody's kind of bracing for a real crazy week ahead.
All right, we're talking about a multi-billion dollar deal. Looks like the players, if anything, lost those big dollar numbers for the rookies, especially in the top 10, top 15 of the draft.
No, definitely for the rookies. I mean, you're not going to see holdouts. You're not going to see them get the huge contracts that they got before. But there's some parameters in place where they can, you know, maybe get bigger second deals in free agency. More money's going to the vets. And, you know, one thing, another point that Vandenbosch made to me was, you know, a lot of these guys that were negotiating this deal, you know, they were doing it from the player side. They were doing it looking out for a couple groups, you know, the people that have come before them. You know, the players want a lot of concessions for retirees and their health benefits. And, you know, lifetime health insurance, things like that. And then for the guys that are in high school right now that are going to come after them, you know, higher minimum salaries, I mean, things like that that may help, you know, grow and sustain the NFL for the long term.
All right, a lot of us fans are looking forward to the season. Give me the timeline for when players can get into to the training facilities, when camp starts, free agency for teams, free agency to go after other players.
No, well, building's open today. I'm actually going to head down there shortly. You know, it's just kind of voluntary workouts today, but guys can go in and get the physicals, you know, say hi to coaches, which I hadn't really been able to have any meaningful contact with those guys since March. And I know there's a lot of guys that expect to show up at the facility today for the Lions. Training camp opens Thursday. But before that, today, 10 a.m. today, you know, teams can start negotiating with free agents, both their own free agents and unrestricted free agents trying to come to deals, you know, to fill up their team. Those deals can't be signed until Friday, and that's why this is going to be one of the most hectic periods the NFL has really ever seen. There's just so much going on. You know, normally this stuff is fills out a few months during the off season, and now it's going to be condensed into a week. So it's just going to be a period of player movement like none other in league history.
And are we going to see the same type of preseason with four games?
Yeah, the only thing that was jeopardized or has been cost was the Hall of Fame game, which, you know, is a shame for them. But from the Lions' standpoint, all four of their preseason games are going to get in. August 12th is the preseason opener against the Bengals at Ford Field, and everything's going to be salvaged, Tony.
All right, you can read Detroit Free Press, Dave Burkett at freep.com. Thanks, Dave.
No problem.